and the pink one, and the blue one, and the yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then.
Oh, that means it's time for What's in the Box. We need contestants for What's in the Box. 312-981-7200. We have a whole gaggle of wonderful people in the studio. Gaggle. I rarely have a gaggle of people. And today I've decided that V and Ez are,
okay.
are a gaggle.
Does everybody get names like that, too?
V and Ez and Ad S.
I'm just going to call them Lit.
Lit.
Yeah.
Elliot's Lit now?
Raj.
I think Lit works for Elliot.
We got Lit. We got Raj.
Raj. Raj B.
Cells.
Cells. Oh, Cells. I think Cells. I'm sure he's been called Cells before.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
All right, Cells. Cells is in the
we
studio.
We got Cells. We got S. We got V.
312-981.
My nickname in college used to be Stash.
Stash.
What now?
Short for mustache because I had a big handlebar mustache.
Come again for Big Fudge?
Big. What was it?
What?
That's from How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
When I get confused.
We were all rolling with you. I didn't mean to call attention to it. So we have Lou on the line who's going to hold on just one moment. We have our first contestant. We just need one more. 312-981-7200. Tonight we do have a special prize tonight. For the first time ever, we have a once-in-a-lifetime prize. This is something that will never come around again, and I'm stalling because I can't find it right now in my emails from our sales department. I have a great prize. It is items this week. Here's your prize list. One moment. Everyone stand by. Nope. Can't find it. This is going very well. Do you feel how well this is going for the prize list? Mm. Here we go.
Prizes.
Nope, that's not
That's it. What people get. Prizes.
This is when we were sending people to Minnesota.
It's a surprise.
Oh, that's a good one. You get a surprise for winning.
I'm about to ask Craig to. Oh, you know what? I probably have it somewhere. All of you talk amongst yourself. Adam,
you get a
sells
pat
it.
On the back.
There you go. Adam, you have some tours coming up.
Yeah, while we're doing this, next Saturday, April 16th, is Obscura Day. Atlas Obscura is running about 200 events across the country, and three of them are mine. We're going to be doing two walking tours at Graceland Cemetery, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. I've been in and out of there so many times.
Wait,
lately.
What day is this?
April 16th. And I've been finding new stories about the place. I found the unmarked grave of a Revolutionary War widow recently. One of them I've been working on lately, if you go to MysteriousChicago.com, there's a new podcast about a guy who's buried out there. Barton Edsall is in the plot of his wholesale drug company, his partner's family plot. What happened was, for about 2 days, all anybody in the city talked about was whether this guy was murdered, a suicide, or accidentally shot himself. They found him dying of a gunshot wound early in the morning, October 6th, 1871. It was all anybody talked about for a couple days. Afternoon of October 8th, he was buried at Graceland Cemetery in his friend's plot. That night, the Great Chicago Fire hit.
Wait, in his friend's plot?
His friend's plot. They didn't have, you know, it was an unexpected death. He didn't have a plot of his own yet. So, you
wait,
know,
so was his friend like,
said,
well,
his
double
friend
up.
Graciously said, well, here, you can be in my family plot for a while. And maybe they planned they'd eventually put him in his own family plot later.
Was his headstone there?
His headstone is there now, yeah.
No, but was the friend's headstone already set
it
up?
It might have been, yeah. I don't know for sure. But a lot of times people have a headstone set up for themselves. Like, you know, the Roland Burris tomb down at Oak Wood. He's got all of his achievements already on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Well, that's the great thing about your tours. Yeah. More about Adam's tours in just a moment.
Yeah, MysteriousChicago.com. You can get tickets for those. And also in the afternoon, I'll be doing my Grave Robbing 101 tour in Lincoln Park, which will be everything you need to know to launch your career as a 19th century grave robber today.
Which comes in handy. Yeah. Very handy these days.
I need gold teeth. Where else do you get them? Right?
Adam will help you out with that.
Sure. You know, gold is an element. It doesn't biodegrade or anything.
I mean, yeah, they'll be in the mouths.
Yeah. It won't
yank them out.
Yeah.
Quick and easy.
We have two contestants on the line to play What's in the Box. I almost feel like I have to ask Lou and Lance to wait just a moment while we take a break so we can do a whole round of that. Lou, I know you've been holding on the longest. Can you hold on just a moment as we do our commercial here, and then I'll bring you back for What's in the Box?
Oh, of course.
And we also have Lance on the line. Lance, can you hold on just a moment? We're going to have you play What's in the Box.
No problem.
Excellent. I appreciate it. And here's what they're playing for. A pair of tickets to Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club on April 14th. It's a unique three-hour foodie adventure that indulges the five senses and explores Chicago's culinary scene. Everyone else can get tickets and details at chicagotribune.com/sensory overload. That should be a good title for it. Sensory Overload. More after this on 720 WGN.
Bit of ticky-tacky little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same.
I love this one. We are playing What's in the Box, which is our Friday night game. We have a new game that Craig created with Senator Dan Katowski and myself last night, and we are very excited. We'll be doing
that really
every week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
What's that from?
Uh-huh. What's that from?
That's it. What's that from? He says it better than I do.
Movie.
Yeah, we're reading movie
scenes. Movie bits.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be good.
But tonight, we have What's in the Box. Our contestants are Lou and Lance. They're competing for a pair of tickets to Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club on April 14th, a unique three-hour foodie adventure that indulges the five senses and explores Chicago's culinary scene. You can go to chicagotribune.com/sensory overload. A pair of tickets is valued at $170. And we also have a gift card from Lou Manfredini. Does he have a gift card on our show? From Lou Malnati's. And you can go to loumalnati's.com for more information about all of our Lou Malnati's destinations in Chicago.
I was going to say, are woodpeckers eating in your house?
That's right. That's Lou can help you out.
Lou Manfredini does 2 hours. It's a 2-hour voucher.
There you go. Lou and Lance. Hi, Lou and Lance. How are you guys doing? Oh, wait, let me put you on the air. There we go. Hi, Lou and Lance.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Lou, have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Excellent. Lance, how about yourself?
I have not.
Okay, so I will, for you and for any of our listeners who have never heard us play before, this game involves the reading of reviews. It might be a theatrical performance of reviews for maybe a household item, such as a blender or a whisk, you know, an electric mixer. It could be a whisk, I'm just saying. Electric whisk, yeah, it comes in the
electric
end of a,
whisk.
Yeah, because you can use an attachment on the hand.
I know, but I've never heard anyone call it an electric whisk.
I know, I do at home. I'm like, where's my electric whisk?
You mean a mix? It's a mixer.
Mixer.
Yeah.
A mixer. Well, it's a hand blender that you can put a whisk attachment.
A hand
on.
Mixer.
Okay. Esmeralda's birthday. She can say whatever she wants.
I'm just,
you know, you're right.
Who has a hand mixer
or
an electric mixer?
Whisk. An electric whisk. Lance, have you ever heard of an electric whisk?
I think I have one at home.
No, it's called
Esmeralda. He says he has one at home.
It's called a mixer, though.
Don't make me cuss on my own show.
It's called an electric mixer. You don't call it a hand whisk.
It's an electric whisk. 312-981-7200. Do you have an electric whisk? Lance, my point being, we're going to read reviews of household items, and it might be a household appliance or it could be an adult toy. Let's cut to the chase. It might be an adult toy, Lance. The reason being, there are adult toys on Amazon. People will write reviews for them. And what I notice is that some of them look a lot like reviews for household appliances. Make sense?
It might even be one of those electric frothers you guys are talking about.
Actually, that's a thing. No, that's actually a thing for cappuccinos.
Not an adult toy.
And the like.
All right.
They make those for guys, too.
Cappuccinos?
The frother.
Oh, my God.
A Santorum joke in here.
Lou,
someplace.
Lance, here we go. I'm going to have Roger. Do you have some of your reviews ready to go?
Because certainly do.
Okay, Lou, we're going to have you go first. Your response to the review is to guess whether it's a review for an appliance or an adult toy. Just say toy or appliance.
Okay.
Sound good? Cool.
Sure.
Here you go, Roger.
All right. First review here. We enjoy many different ways, and this is perfect for our needs.
Appliance.
Wow, good guess.
Right out of the gate. Was it a correct guess?
Or was it was a very guess? Correct guess.
Just want to make sure.
Oh, good.
There you go, Lou. Right out of the gate, you are ahead by one. Elliot Serrano, will you please read for Lance?
All right, Lance. Here's a good one. First use was amazing, but the second time I attempted to use it, it shorted out completely. Pity.
What do you think, Lance?
I think it's an appliance.
It's a toy.
Oh.
Sorry, was a toy. Wow,
that's so sad.
I would be really disappointed if, like, after a great first time, then it just shorts out the second time.
That would be a pity.
Yeah.
That would be a pity. Esmeralda, will you please read for Lou? Lou is ahead by one. You go, Esmeralda. I'll get the V when I want to. Stop pointing at people.
Okay. It is amazing.
Oh.
I bought similar items for over $100. This is the best one so far. I cannot believe it is so inexpensive.
Mm. What do you think, Lance?
I think that is an appliance. Oh, it's in the ear.
Hold on.
Lou.
Is it Lou? I have 1-0. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead, Lou. Yeah, you're right. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Lou.
Okay. I'm going to guess appliance.
Toy.
Oh, it's a toy. All right, now it's Lance's turn. V is going to read for Lance.
Actually, his name is Beastmaster now.
Beastmaster. Beastmaster will
so
now be reading.
So many personas to get
I know. Got to live up to all of them. Lance, here comes Beastmaster.
It does the job, but it's cheap material, and I guess you get what you're paying for. Womp, womp.
That's an appliance.
Oh, that is a toy.
Oh.
That is a toy. Someone was disappointed.
Gosh, what was the material?
These are toy
burlap.
Reviews. Are
yikes. Actually, wouldn't that be better? Rough? No? Okay.
We should talk later. Hey, Craig.
Figure it out.
Different boats get floated
yeah,
no, different
hey,
ways.
You know, you guys do your own things.
Like, right, I don't then. Want any burlap near my frog.
He sure is a beastmaster.
No.
It's a different way to make it.
Just someone froth out of your burlap later.
Oh, there we go.
Roger may never be able to participate in this. He's trying to hide.
He's completely just shoved his body yes. somehow.
On the Roger Cam, you can go to WGNRadio.com and view on the Roger Cam.
Roger is now resting with his arm over his face.
Very, very.
In a regal position.
Very fan of yes. the opera.
Adam Selzer, will you please read for Lou? Am I correct? We're at Lou? Yes?
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. Adam.
It looks like it tried to melt the moment it got wet. Why would it do that?
Deep philosophical.
I like how it tried to melt, like the thing has become sentient.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Lou?
I'm going to say a toy.
It is a toy.
A toy.
Oh. Send me that link just to avoid it.
Yes. What do I not want? Roger Badish, will you please read for Lance? Lance is behind 2-0.
Okay. Just so you know, this is one of your favorite.
Oh.
I drilled a hole in it from the bottom up. Then I inserted a stainless steel rod into it. Now it's perfect.
That's what she said.
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness. That's an appliance.
That would be a toy.
I don't even know how any
what?
Of that happens.
What is
here's the thing, Esmeralda. What happens is, I'm kidding.
I have a very small idea of what a toy is, so I don't know.
We know. I'm sorry. Lou is still ahead, 2-0. It is Elliot's turn to read for Lou.
All right, Lou. Oh, hold on. Okay, here's a good one. Oh, I love this one. This is a really enthusiastic review. I can only say that it is a gift of God to me. I am thankful to him, and that's the maximum I can say.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise be.
I'll guess a toy.
It's an appliance. Sorry, an appliance.
Wow.
I mean, although it would be ironic for a woman or someone to thank God for a toy.
Oh, I know I do.
What? It's called every other time. What?
The Lalo Corporation has my greatest gratitude. Can you please, Esmeralda, read for Lou?
Purchased this as a gift for my mom. At first, I was a little hesitant in purchasing this because of some of the reviews, but I'm so glad I did. Anyways.
Is that for Lance?
That's for Lance. You're right. Go ahead, Lance. Sorry. The last one was for Lance.
That's an appliance.
It's a toy. Let's freak everyone out.
That's a very progressive family. Yes, for Woo! Mom. I know.
Yeah, you feel the need to go on Amazon and tell everybody that your mom buys you sex toys.
These are, by the way, Lou and
no,
Lance.
No, no, no. They purchased it for their mom.
For their mom. Yeah. So they're really bragging.
Yeah. Hey, I've helped my mom shop online.
FYI. Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah. Make sure you buy your double A's.
May something.
for the record, Lou and Lance, I want you to know these are the sort of gentle reviews that I've been able to find from the adult toy sections. Elliot can attest to that.
None of ours. Yes. I'm just going to say that. I don't buy these for my mother because that would be weird.
No, there are unboxing videos.
There are unboxing videos.
Which I can't.
And we have to check out the reviews now.
Oh, yeah, you do. No, seriously, it's some good reading. You learn a lot about yourself, about women. It's great. It's a good time. V, will you please read for Lou?
Certainly.
Excellent. All right.
And I'm going to do this only because anybody that could misconstrue me for a serviceman, God bless everybody that served. I got this from my now ex-wife before I deployed. It obviously wasn't satisfying enough because within 2 weeks she was getting the real thing instead of using this.
Oh, no.
Would not buy again.
Oh, wow. Wow. What? Oh. Yeah. No, blame the toy. Blame the toy.
Yeah. You know what?
Blame whatever it is.
Or the appliance. Blame that washing machine.
I feel sorry for whatever it is.
Beastmaster read that with so much passion. Did you write that?
Well, he's never served, so
what's
that
the
was
amendment
like...
I have to quote? Yeah.
His nickname is Beastmaster. Right. He had to fight somewhere.
I think Lou would like to be able to answer Beastmaster. Yes.
Or the woodpeckers.
No, that's okay. No, that's fine. It sounds like you guys are having a great time.
Yeah, well, I hope you are too. I would hate to exclude you.
There's a competition going on.
Yes,
here,
there is. Lou, what do you think? Was that a toy or an electric whisk?
Well, served, and I'm divorced, so I'm going to say an appliance.
Oh, yes. It's not an appliance.
It's not an appliance.
It's a toy.
It is a toy.
What do you mean you served in your divorce? Why would
so
you?
So he would have insight in it.
I know, but.
I was in the service.
Yes.
I was in the Air Force, and I'm now divorced.
Look it out. Is not a blender.
It was not a blender. Not a blender.
No, it was...
No, okay.
Or an immersion blender.
Thank you for your service, Lou, by the way.
Yes, thank you, Lance. I think that we were all thinking that Lance has just thanked Lou for his...
It was my pleasure.
Well, thank you. We're still going to give Lou a prize regardless of what he ends up winning. On top of that, you both get prizes, just so you know. Let me read one for Lance. And since Lou had that one, let me read a similarly phrased one. Great purchase, and as described in the listing, I prefer to use for stimulation. It is the best thing ever. Love it. That's for you,
it's
Lance.
That's a toy.
That's a toy. Just make it. Those are my tiebreakers right there. I passed some of these out. There's actually
not having a zero.
I took out a word.
You even took out a word.
I took out a word, and
it makes it kinda,
oh darn! And I had your favorite one here, Patty.
We're not done playing yet, Roger.
We aren't.
No.
Oh, I thought you were all done.
No, I'm not sorry. At all. Okay. No. I just want to put Lance on the board.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Lou, are you ready for Adam to read to you?
Certainly.
All right, Lou. It was so good, my daughter stole it when she moved out. I need another one.
Oh, no.
A lot of familial interconnectivity going on.
This is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I hope appliance.
It is an appliance.
Yes, yes,
all
right. Yes.
Well, we all get to breathe a sigh.
We're going to be late for news so we can do this all in one segment, Craig. Roger, will you please read for Lance?
Okay, here we go. Lance, you got to get this one right.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is one of Patty's favorite. It has continually variable speed with fingertip control. Should not drive or operate heavy machinery for 24 hours afterwards.
Oh. That's a toy.
There you go, buddy.
There you go. Wow. Where do I get one of those?
I don't even know where we are anymore. Okay, Lou is winning 4-1 so far, right? That was Lou you read for, correct?
I believe so.
That was Lance.
That was Lance. So it's 4-2. I'm sorry. Lou has 4. Lou has 4. Lance has 2. Is that correct? I'm going to go to the judges right now. Craig, is that correct?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay, Elliot, please read for Lou.
All right, Lou.
This is the first time we've ever had contestants with the same, like, L's. I don't even know why I'm thrown off by it. It shouldn't be that. It's Lou and Lance. Lou served in the Air Force. Lance is from the 312. That's all I got right now.
All right, who am I reading for?
Lou.
All right, Lou. Would definitely be recommending this to everyone strongly, even. The moment you use this, you will know why.
For the win, Lou, what do you think?
toy.
That is correct.
Yay! Yay. Congratulations. Lou wins 4-2. We have several gifts for you to choose from. Craig's going to give you a choice of two out of the three, and Lance will get the third one. So we have a for you pair of tickets to Sensory Overload at the Montgomery Club on April 14th. Go to chicagotribune.com/sensoryoverload. We also have an Apt gift card. Go to apt.com. Thank you, Steve Shapiro, out in Glenview at the App Store, electronic store. And a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online.